today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, what's wrong?
You know, I'm just feeling kind of tired.
Well, I have something that can help with that.
What is it?
Brainwave technology.
Okay, we are here again at Settle Down Easy Brewing.
Yes, sir.
The last 3 days, you've heard Justice Fuller joining us. She's not here today. I guess maybe she reached her limit. Not necessarily of the brewery, but of us.
That's right.
Yeah. I think so.
Not the beer, but the company.
That's right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today, we have Bud Verge.
Hi, everybody.
And Bill Mulligan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thank
you
very much.
We're going to continue more with listener new music picks from August. We have 4 calls today, but this will go pretty quick.
Okay.
Pretty quick, all right? Let's start here with Enrique Cruz.
Yeah. Hello, RTS friends. This is Enrique Cruz with my pick for the month of August. I was not going to send in any selections this month for personal reasons, but the news of Lee Scratch Perry's passing changed my mind. This because the album that caught my attention this month is a dub reggae release titled The Return of Patchy Man by Patchy Garcia, aka Patchy Man. Patchy was born and raised in Puerto Rico. Currently, he is based in LA, near Echo Park, actually, where he plays in the band Prettiest Eyes. In this solo project, The Return of Patchy Man, he plays all the instruments, including the studio console. He said he just wanted to transmit positive vibes. I say we all can use some. I suggest we listen to the opening track, Big Energy. Salud.
There you go. Do you know much about Patchy Man?
I do not, but I love that song.
Yeah.
It was great, and I love that Enrique found a way to connect Lee Scratch Perry's passing to a new music song. That was genius.
We are going to dedicate an episode next week.
Yes, we will.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And I will say thank you very much to Enrique, and also I'll just briefly mention this. I won't go into it when we have our episode next week, because that'll be focused a little more on Lee Scratch Perry's incalculable impact on music. But he played in our town, Bill. He played at the State Theater, Lee Scratch Perry, in 2017. Yes,
I
was there, and it was incredible. So I just want to say, since we're at Settle Down Easy in Falls Church, shout out to Falls Church for having Lee Scratch Perry in their town. It was great. In our town, I should say.
Yeah. Well, that was great. I think given the certain legal changes we've had in Virginia recently, we need more of this kind of music.
Yeah, absolutely right. Love the melodica on anything, too.
Oh, yeah, that perfect Jamaican studio on Cox and Dobb.
Absolutely.
Trojan Records sound that it sounds timeless. You don't know whether it's 2021 or that was 1979.
Exactly.
Or whether it was an outtake of a Clash record that they're just kind of noodling around.
Right.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Trying to explore that dub sound, which you got to remember that a lot of the punk rocks really loved reggae.
Jamaica and punk was mm-hmm. such an important influence. Those yep. guys buying records in the stalls in London yep. and all those the Jamaican immigrants to
hanging
London.
Out with Don Letts.
Absolutely
yes.
right. Yep. Yep.
Great sound.
Really
awesome.
Good. I'm definitely going to be familiar with Patchy Man after this. So let me just put it that
All
way.
Right. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Enrique, for that.
Thanks, Enrique.
Let's go to Harris King.
Hi, Rockin' the Suburbs community, interns, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina calling about new music in August. Michael Mayer, he's a German electronic musician. That's Mayer. He's also the owner of, co-owner of Compact Records out of Cologne, Germany. It's also a record shop, started as a record shop. He and they have been putting out great music for over 20 years, and Michael Mayer just released a EP called Brainwave Technology, and it's great. It's definitely their version of sort of minimal techno or IDM, intelligent dance music, some of my favorite stuff through the years, and this is another great example. The title track is pretty amazing. Apparently, Mr. Mayer has been reading about and contemplating artificial intelligence and where we're headed as a species as far as that's concerned. But, you know, Kraftwerk have been talking about that for a long time as well, so I definitely hear some krautrock influences going on. The title track, Brainwave Technology, like I said, is very good and gives you an idea of what the 4-song EP is all about. It's on the streaming services. It's on Bandcamp. So see what the listeners think about this electronic music. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, that kind of fits in with what we just heard, right?
Totally. Like, great segue.
Like studio yeah. type creations,
love
right?
Love it, love it. Great segue. That would really work well on a mixtape right there, yeah. those two after each other, yeah.
Back in the day in D.C., there was this club across the street from the 930 called The Vault.
The Vault.
The Vault. It was an old bank. And when you walked in there was the instant smell and taste of all that kind of like liquid fog from the fog right. machine. And this was, you couldn't tell what songs were playing, but it just was this music for like 4 hours straight.
That's
and
right.
You, yeah. you right. couldn't right. tell where like one song stopped and one other began. It was just this hour for 4 hours straight. It was magical.
Yeah, yeah. Totally magical. Guys with, you know, like really nice looking European cut suits walking
very,
in there.
Very sprockets, yeah. yes. Now it's time on sprockets and we dance. Dance! Would you like to touch my monkey?
I'd like to see my drawing.
But yeah, that.
That's a great memory. Remember that place. Pretty much the opposite of the people that were coming in and out of that old 930 club.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
people going into the vault, yeah.
We'd meet in the middle of the street for a rumble.
That's right, yeah. Sharks versus Jets.
All right, caller number 3, Jason Goble.
Hey, Jim, Pat, interns, suburbs community, Jason from New York, checking in with two for the month of August. Because sometimes you just need a great blues album, I submit GA20, does Hound Dog Taylor. Try it, you may like it, from the band GA20. Didn't know much about them, but apparently a three-piece blues band out of Boston that does Chicago-style blues and does it really well. The song I'll recommend is Let's Get Funky. Again, the whole album is great. And as they say, try it. You'll probably like it. The second, I'm going to actually recommend a Billy Idol song. Billy Idol, I guess, is releasing a EP in September. This was the lead single, Bitter Taste. I am a Billy Idol fan, always loved his voice, and the voice goes perfect with his backing track, with the musical track that accompanies it. I just think this is a great song and fits Billy Idol perfectly. So those are my two. An attempt to avoid what I did last month by repeating. I'll only mention, if nobody else mentions it, but I'm assuming somebody will. The Lord album is also very good. But again, I'm assuming somebody's going to mention that. That's it for the month. Hope again everybody's doing well, and thanks again for the podcast.
All right, thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Always great to hear from him.
Yes, and I want to tell people, call in, tell us about your favorite songs mm-hmm. from the previous month, but I'm not sure we need to sort of outsmart each other.
No, no, totally not. Whatever.
You know, if you like the song, just talk about the song, right?
Yeah. It's a good point, actually, Jim. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because sometimes that has stopped me from picking stuff that I'm like, well, somebody's got to take this. You know, it's like, but yeah, if you love it, you know, put it up there. But
yeah, and spoiler alert, nobody picked Lord.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that. Yeah,
right.
Great.
Because,
okay.
So there you go. Okay. If you like it, bring it out there. But anyway, he has two other picks.
Yeah.
Jason does. The first is this band, GA20. Are you familiar with this band, Bud? You were sort of nodding your head.
Coal Mine Records.
Oh, nice.
All right. Very good. The song is Let's Get Funky. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Gut bucket, man. Right down in the gut bucket. It's really, really good. Yeah. Waiting for butter to come in on the mouth harp. It'd be really awesome. Yeah. It's really cool.
Definitely strengthens my resolve to get more funkiness into my life.
Yeah.
So. Usually coal mines got a lot of what they call soldies, which is kind of oldies and soul mixed together. So they're starting to expand a little bit off that reservation. This GA20 record just came out last couple of weeks, and I believe they kick off a U.S. tour in Washington, D.C. in the next couple of weeks, probably
right?
Mid-September.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is Coal Mine out of Boston?
Coal Mine's out of
Cincinnati.
Ohio,
oh, is it
yes.
really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Great sort of like retro label, like new artists doing sort of retro.
Got it.
Yeah. A lot of Aaron Fraser, a lot of Duran Jones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're on there. Duran Jones is an indication of Coal Mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great. Okay, cool.
Okay, here we go. Billy Idol, new single, Bitter Taste.
The Bitter Taste. Cheap, or so I'm told.
That was Billy Idol.
Without a doubt. And not Billy Eilish.
No.
Billy Idol.
Two different things. Yeah, I don't want to get that one confused. I'll tell you this. I think Billy Idol has one of the most recognizable voices in rock and roll, right? I mean, 10 seconds in, 3 seconds in, you know that's Billy Idol, right? Nobody kind of sings like that. Also, he was almost a little Orville Peckish there.
You're right. Kind of unusual.
I was trying to think of what it was reminding me of. It was kind of getting a little deeper and a little mellow. I was waiting for it to like kick in with the snarl and all that, but it never did. So it was interesting.
There's no shoutiness to this song, apparently.
No fist in the air and all that.
Right. I thought it was kind of circling around Leonard Cohen a little bit to begin.
Oh, that's a nice call,
until
too.
Until he kind of launched into the singing part of the chorus. Yeah. It was a very kind of talky, singy Leonard Cohen vibe. Huh.
That's a really interesting point, too. I mean, you know, sometime we should spend some time tracing the influence of Leonard Cohen on a lot of modern artists. It's a lot deeper, I think, and more pervasive than you might think on the surface, because you think of him as Leonard Cohen, the folk guy. But later on, when he was doing very similar kind of stuff,
that's a great point, bud.
Yeah.
I would just encourage listeners, if you have not heard Generation X, listen to that, because it's really amazing, and it's... You know, Billy Idol was the singer in Generation X before he broke off into his solo career. And actually, there's a couple of the same songs, I think, that he later made solo hits.
Yep.
But there's so much power in Generation X.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's great.
And I really want to say thanks to Jason for bringing that up, because I got to say, if I was on my own and I saw there's a new Billy Idol song, I was probably not going to press play on that thing. So thank you very much. It was not what I expected at all.
All right, one more call today.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse calling from San Antonio. I was calling out with new music that I discovered in the month of August. And gosh, as I look back, this year has just flown by. So without further ado, I wanted to touch base with you all. First and foremost, this is a newly discovered band for me, but something tells me the community mentioned it before. The band is Shannon and the Clams, and this is their sixth album. It's called Year of the Spider. As doing a little bit of research, I found that they're known more as garage rock meets psychedelic meets girl groups of the 60s. I read that the band loves 50s oldies all the way to punk, and truth be told, as I listen to this particular album, I get it. I get all of it. As I listen to the title track, also, you know, Year of the Spider, I get a rockabilly sound meets 50s/60s sound. The lead singer, Shannon, I do love her voice. I love the scratchiness to it, and I love as she's belting out her lyrics. It kind of sounds as if her voice is at the cusp of cracking, but doesn't quite, and she comes through with it. And then last but not least with this song, I love the drums. As you listen to it, it has that surf sound in the background. But I love that particular song, and I've played it multiple times. And then I have a second song. Angel Olsen released an EP of all covers. The name of it just slips my mind for the time being. However, she did a really faithful rendition of Eyes Without a Face. Definitely would suggest y'all take a listen. Tell me what y'all think. All right. And until next month, I'm looking forward to everything that everybody else has to put out there. I'm eager to listen to everybody's new music. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. So it comes back to Billy Idol
again. Oh, boy. Yeah, it did. Eyes Without a Face. Yeah. Well, Angel really went for it in some of these covers that she did on 80s covers and all that. But it's great to hear from Jesse. And I just love Jesse's enthusiasm. I want to hear what y'all think. And I love
that.
I love that. That makes me feel good every time.
So the Shannon and the Clams, we actually played this song a couple of months ago on a new music episode, because I can't remember who the caller was who recommended it, but it was a single that
Advance,
was put out
Advance
a
single.
Couple of months ago, and now in August the album came out. So go check out this album. It's really great, and it's, like I said, it has a lot of sort of retro influence. You may hear the rain here, listeners, on the tent that we're underneath here, but we're fine.
It's pleasant.
We're okay.
It's actually very pleasant. Nice.
It is
cool.
Nice. And then we'll do the Angel Olsen as a playout.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody who called in today. We have one more day tomorrow of listening to new music picks. All right?
Yep.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
And I'm Bud Verge.
Thanks,
talk
guys.
To you all tomorrow.
What?
Now's the time on Sprocket when we dance. Dance! Would you like to touch my monkey? I'd like to see my girl.